This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, took to Twitter today to call for a second Brexit referendum, a confirming vote, he called it. Completely reasonable, Mr. Blankfein said, with so much at stake. A whole lot of British businesses share Blankfein's concerns with departure from the European Union due in just over 16 months. But at least one beleaguered industry on the island sees Brexit as salvation. From England's biggest fishing port, Newlyn, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
British fishing has been in decline for decades, but now many of the fishermen who work the waters around this rugged coast see hope on the horizon.
We see better things ahead. We see a better future.
As a result of Brexit?
Absolutely, as a result of Brexit.
Jeremy Hosking, who catches lobster and crab, was elated after last year's vote to leave the European Union.
For the first time in my fishing career, I felt that we had a chance to get things right again. Because of the way that the EU has regulated fishing, the British fisherman and his community have suffered.
More than French and Spanish and Irish fishermen?
The UK fisherman in his own waters is the underdog.
These waters are potentially one of the world's richest fishing grounds, but since Britain joined the EU, it's had to share the goodies with other member states. Dave Stevens and his four-man crew fish for haddock, hake, cod, whiting and bream amid a jostling pack of European competitors.
There's more foreign boats working in their waters than UK boats, and when I go to sea now these days, I'm just surrounded by foreign boats, Spanish, French, Irish and Belgium and Dutch.
He voted for Brexit because he blames the EU for the long-term decline in British fishing.
We joined the EU, they sent their boats into our waters to fish, that damaged the stocks. The UK had to dramatically cut its fleet to accommodate the other fleet. So if we never had joined the EU in the beginning, we wouldn't have damaged stocks.
Another bone of contention, the EU's quota system. France, for example, is allowed to take 60% of the haddock in British waters, while Britain's allocated only 10%.
I would have 4-4-10. 4-10, 4-20.
The woman who runs the fish market in Newlyn, Elizabeth Stevenson, has been called the Queen of Fish. Her family firm owns 12 trawlers and dominates the fishing industry here. She agrees British fishing has done badly out of the EU.
Other European Union countries take £400 million worth of fish from our waters. We take £100 million from their waters. You know, it's really very, very unfair.
But the Queen of Fish did not vote for Brexit.
I was not convinced that we could get a better deal out than we have in.
She says fishing is a tiny part of the UK economy, and she's afraid that any benefits for fishermen from Brexit will be bargained away by the UK government just to secure a good trade deal from the EU for the vastly more important bankers.
We've been sold down the river so many times in the industry over the past years. I am very fearful.
192, 210, 220. 220,
much of the fish sold in her market is exported, most of it to continental Europe. Europeans have a much bigger appetite for fish than the Brits. Stevenson fears if there's no EU trade deal after Brexit, the Newlyn fishermen may be able to catch a lot more fish, but they won't be able to sell it. Not so, says lobster and crab fisherman Jeremy Hosking.
There is a world market for quality fish, a world market.
You don't have to sell it only to the European Union.
I want to sell it to the European Union. They want fish. They need fish. Their boats are coming into our waters at the moment to catch that fish. What I want to see is the British get a fairer share of that fish and then sell them back the fish that they want to buy. It's our fish and it's one of our assets.
He accepts that his industry and Britain as a whole could face some heavy weather after Brexit in uncharted waters. But who would be better equipped to meet that challenge than a fisherman? In Newlyn, Cornwall, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.